Mark Desson is joining us this morning. He is with the Green Lake Conservancy. He is a board member. But I don't feel like I'm qualifying you enough there from all the different things you told me you do in the community. So, but welcome to the show, Mark.
Well, thanks, Bob. Appreciate you giving us some time here this morning.
Now, you got a couple of different things coming up. Mainly, we got you on to talk about the Moonlight Walk and Bonfire, which I believe is this Saturday.
So the Conservancy is teaming up with the Green Lake Sanitary District have a moonlight luminary walk out at our property, which is Tecora property. And we're going to be doing that this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. on the property. We'll have there's 40 acres out there. It touches Green Lake and Spring Lake. And we'll have luminary paths there. We'll have a bonfire. We'll have hot chocolate, cider, just available to the community for free. Just something that we feel strongly we want to open up and offer to the community.
So where should folks gather for this?
Yeah, so this is the old Camp Grow property. People might know that a little bit better, but this is at the end of Oakwood Beach Drive. So you'd come off of Highway K. You'd take Oakwood Beach Drive, take it all the way to its end. That puts you on the west end of the property, and we'll have people there. They can park right there or park on the road, and we'll have luminaries right there. And that's where it'll start, and it'll get them down to a bonfire, and be able to hike around as they want.
So do you have any docents for that, or
docents? So what we do have is we have some wonderful board members and volunteers. Who will be there on hand that night to help, get people pointed on their way. They're not going to get lost. The luminaries will keep them on track. The paths are circular, so they'll get back to the main area. And we want them to, bring a camp chair along with them, a folding chair. If they want to bring something to cook on the open fire, they certainly can. If they're so inclined, they don't have to. Or if they just want to come for the hike or just come enjoy a cup of chocolate or cider with us, that's great too. The property is really a great, unique property. It's an old camping property, actually going back from the 1920s, but the Conservancy acquired it in about 2018. It's a really unique piece of property that, again, touches both Spring Lake and Green Lake. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make it available to the public.
Is that an old CCC camp, is it?
No, it's an old, it originally was a Boy Scout camp. Madison okay. Boy Scouts ran it for years ago, called Camp Tecora in its day, and then became a Christian youth camp in the early 60s, Camp Grow. And then the Conservancy was able to acquire it in 2018, turn it back to its original condition. So now it's just a beautiful piece of property for the public to enjoy.
So do people have to bring their own illumination along?
No, we'll have luminaries lit all along the way. And we'll have, again, a couple of bonfires out there as well. So they'll be definitely comfortable with the amount of people there to help and assist, that kind of thing. But it is a walk, so they want to understand that this is a walking activity. Absolutely.
Yeah. Dress appropriately.
Appropriately. We're really proud of the work that we've done. We've been in business for 30 years here in the community. All volunteer board. The community gets behind us with support to help us acquire and purchase these properties. And it's all about really preserving this land, especially land that's touching water, that's even more important to us. But any land that helps preserve it and bring protect nature, wildlife, that kind of thing. And it's our mission. It's what we do.
So this is a property that is owned by the Conservancy.
Well, that's a good question. So we purchased the property in 2018. We turned the ownership actually over to the Sanitary District. They've been an incredibly great property partner with us. They are better equipped to maintain it and keep it up. We're more involved on the front end of acquiring the properties, helping secure them. They're our partners, so they will help maintain the paths and keep the property up. So we have several properties that are like that with them. Some we own, some we transfer over to them. It's just been a great partnership with them.
So how do you become a member of the Conservancy?
So they can go to our website, Green Lake Conservancy. People, there's no membership, but people can support us all kinds of ways. They can financially support us. They can volunteer for some of our you know, our work projects to help maintain the properties. They can go on some of our tours. They can join one of our committees, like our land and water committee or our marketing committee, those kinds of things. And then we you know, have about 12 members on our board. It could be 15, up to 15 members. People in the community who believe in this mission, that kind of thing. Just encourage people, you know, check out our website, our Facebook page, and certainly this event is posted on our Facebook page and on our website. We want to do it for the community. We want the community to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. And the hours are 6 to 9 p.m.?
6 to 9 p.m. this Saturday. And then, 6 to 9 p.m. They can come for mm-hmm. as long as they want. Just come out for a little while. It's entirely up to them. So.
Okay. And now you got another event that's coming up next Monday.
We do. And just kind of coincidentally, it worked out this way. So the old schoolhouse in Green Lake out on Highway 49, they are hosting a bingo on Monday, March 2nd at 6 p.m. And the Green Lake Conservancy is the beneficiary of that bingo. So if people who are bingo fans, or they enjoy the food at Old Schoolhouse because they have great burgers, they might want to make their way out there, play a little bingo, help raise a little money for the Conservancy. That would be great too. And that's this coming Monday at 6 p.m. at the Old Schoolhouse.
Okay, so 6 p.m. and bring an appetite and some cash.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So is it blackout bingo or?
I don't know. I don't think it is, but I don't know if that for a fact. I guess I'm going to go out and find out myself.
Okay. Well, yeah. You never know. Sometimes they just play the line, you know.
Yeah.
Other times you have to fill the entire card. Yeah. So, but I'm sure it'll be fun. So again, that's at the Old Schoolhouse in Green Lake on 49.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else that folks should
know? No, I want to thank you for letting us be on a show this morning. We appreciate what you guys do. And just a shout out to the community for getting behind Conservancy and Sanitary District on this.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Well,
so
conservation, preservation, you know.
It's important.
Holding on to the past and doing your best to...
They're not making new land. Yeah. So we got to preserve it.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Right.
In fact, you got to conserve some of that because everybody wants to develop. So,
yeah.
You know. But, okay. So those two events are coming up Saturday and Monday.
Correct.
All right. Teaming with the Green Lake Sanitary District on the first.
Yes, on the first one.
Okay.
Correct.
Very good. Well, Mark, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That is Mark DeSun, who is a board member with the Green Lake Conservancy. We appreciate him joining us this morning. We appreciate you joining us as well.